Bite.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
We have a full studio again.
I love when this happens.
I know. It's kind of cool. Because you know what's cool? Then we can just shut the fuck up. And everybody else can talk.
Well, but see, yeah, I guess. I don't know. I like all of the people in the room.
Really? Because I'm questionable on a couple of them. So.
You don't really know.
Now you don't know. I'm Insidious Muse.
I'm Service Slut.
And we have, God, a lot of people. So right next to Miss Slut is Gypsy, who's been on our show before.
Hello.
You know, you'll know her little cuteness. And then next to her, we've got Dirty Hubby.
What's up?
Do we call you Dirty? Do we call you Hubby?
Either one is good.
Okay. All right. I'll just go with Dirty. And then across, we have the famous Dirty Lola.
Hello, love.
And then we got Phoebe. Phoebe McGuire.
Hello.
And he's called Phoebe McGuire because he looks kind of like Toby McGuire. But I want to call him Mr. Nelson for the monkey from Pippi Longstockings because he's like fucking, he's a goddamn monkey. He's like limber and... Well, he's an octopus, too, because apparently he has more hands than a normal person.
Well, yeah, and then we got to see it in action when he was demonstrating all the lovely positions in which he fucks the lovely Gypsy.
I was impressed. I was impressed. He had his foot. She's laying on her stomach, and his foot is up by her head, and his other foot is back by her foot. And, you know, he's like, it's like modified scissors, and I was like, I'm fucking impressed. What the fuck? Where's the goddamn Kama Sutra for that shit?
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm saying.
It needs to be rewritten.
It's the Phoebe Sutra.
It is.
It really is.
It is. Let's do that. Yes, ma'am.
The lovely Gypsy has something to tell us about. She brought something so lovely for us. Will you please tell us what it is?
Because I love giving gifts. I brought a gift for the studio, the same as last year, the Sacramento Women of Kink charitable calendar. This one's 2003.
Wow, that would not work out for me.
It would be terrible. This year's charitable contribution will go to the Sacramento Gender Health Center, which is full services in mental health, some medical things. They work a lot with gender reassignment or
transgender
yeah, people, that sort of thing. But they cover everything, just general. I've been talking to them about some depression issues, things going on like that.
That's awesome.
And they're just amazing. And you can, if you're interested, if you'd like to support this project for yet another year and also get some nice donation going to the Gender Health Clinic, you can go to www.leatherincommon.org and you can see some snippets of the calendar. It has all these local ladies. The cover model is actually transgendered and
fucking hot.
So
yeah, it's really cool. It's actually a really awesome shot too.
This bitch is so fucking just gorgeous and delicious, and I always want to touch all of her genitals and areas.
Genital and areas.
And she allows it.
That's awesome.
She's fucking hot. But also, like throughout the calendar, it features people's fetishes and kinks, and they're displayed different ways. There's rigging, there's parties, and just, I mean, it's fucking hot.
And you know, one of the things I like about the calendar is that it's people. It's like regular people. You're not going to, you know, one of those pay sites where it's clearly this is a woman who has no fucking idea what she's doing.
Yes.
But she looks great in a corset.
Exactly. No.
So, you know.
These are women representing their real kinks in ways that they're comfortable with. I mean, they're all glammed up. We had a makeup artist on site for each shoot. Everybody contributed. Local people donated, as usual, supported the calendar. And you'll see every month there is the Love Bite BDSM podcast with Mistress and Seth every Sunday at 3.
That's us.
So that way, if you need a reminder, you can donate to this worthy cause and also have a reminder to listen to our show on Sundays.
Yes.
Well, yeah, and I'm torn on which is more important. Because I'm a bad person.
And you'll have a sexy calendar for your toy closet or wherever you're going to put it, in your dungeon, leatherincommon.org.
Woot.
Fantastic. Thank you for bringing that.
Hey,
thank you.
So business is done. Now we can get on to... getting on. And actually, we have last year's calendar hanging up in studio. Yeah. Jeremy put it up there. That's it. That's last year's.
Last year's, and this month is, that's August.
Right? Okay. Really, they smoke a lot around here, so they don't necessarily change the calendar that frequently.
But there's a hot picture. It was August, and there's hot. There's a picture of a hot bitch smacking a hot slut.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes that shit happens here, too, which is awesome.
So, speaking of hot bitches, hey, Lola.
Hi.
She is a hot bitch. Can I just take 2 seconds to talk about her breasts?
Please take more.
She has fantastic fucking tits.
Yes.
And you want to know what? One of the things, it's not just about size and buoyancy and perkiness.
Fucking ample.
The nipples.
Yes.
She has gorgeous motherfucking nipples.
Yes.
Like jealous, gorgeous fucking nipples.
They're very pretty.
They are pretty. They're not too big, and she's got a good, it's just.
And they're always on.
Begging for a clamp. They're just fucking begging for a clamp.
This is true.
And they're tasty.
I don't know what they taste like.
You didn't taste
God
vanilla?
No.
I'm sorry.
We were in public and being like vanilla and shit, so I didn't get to taste. I'm jealous. But I just want to say that. So
yes. There's always later.
Okay.
I purposely hung my head over the side of the bed so that I could look at her upside down because
whenever look like my Abby.
Yep, because she looks like her Abby on the Twitter if I'm looking at her upside down. But you guys, I'm just like, I'm excited. First of all, I'm excited because there's a lot of us in here and I'm like really overstimulated. But I have a question just to open it up because we're very interested in you guys and having this open relationship. But I want to know, how did you guys first meet?
I was working as a waitress and I really was. I was a waitress at a Mexican restaurant downtown Manhattan. And his best friend started working there as the manager. And so I'll never forget the day he goes, my friend's coming in and his girlfriend just broke up with him. And you girls be nice to him tonight, okay? And I'm like, all right. And he came in and I looked at him and I turned to my friend and I'm like, that's mine.
Nice.
I'm going to have that. And he didn't like me at first. We were friends. But he didn't like me like that.
Yeah,
I
was stupid.
I offered him a blowjob and he did not take it. Like, it took him months. To give in. Months.
What? Oh,
months.
Yeah. Dirty hubby.
Months.
What's wrong with you?
I was going through some shit.
She could have helped facilitate that.
Well, she did a little bit later on.
Yeah, later on.
Yeah.
But we became really good friends. And we all partied together.
Yes.
Lots of raves and things and drugs. Lots of good drugs. And then slowly, I think I really fell in love. We took a trip to Virginia Beach. And that was the first night you got a blowjob. You were a little drunk. Got him drunk at this bar called the Jewish Mother. Very appropriate. They don't serve bacon there. And
well, that's just wrong.
It's the Jewish Mother.
Yeah, well, that's true.
And we go back to the room, and we were rooming with 2 other friends. And they're like, yeah, we're going to be in this bed together. You guys hang out. And I gave him, I'm going to say, a fantastic blowjob. And I went to leave.
I'll say it too.
And yeah, it was good.
I've seen the blowjob that Lola gives. And it is fantastic.
It's professional.
I feel like I missed out on this weekend.
No, actually,
we Skyped. Weekend.
Oh, you Skyped the blowjob.
Yeah, we Skyped the blowjob.
Yeah.
See this.
Bobby and I had a Skype blowjob date with Lola and her.
What?
Yeah.
You blew him and she blew him?
No, they just watched and giggled.
I was going to say, wow.
What the fuck, man?
Dude, I'm clearly using Skype incorrectly.
Yes,
yeah. What the fuck is wrong with
me? It is not for being in contact with family.
Fuck. Well, fuck you, Europe. You're not getting any more.
Wow.
But yeah, I fell in love that night because he didn't kick me out of bed. Like, he was like, no, stay here and snuggle. And I went home.
He's a cuddler.
I am.
Yeah.
That's cute.
He's very cuddly. And I told my friend, like, I love him. I love him and I want him to love me back. And it took a while, but it was worth it.
How long ago was that?
It's been 10 years.
10 and a half.
Uh-huh. Almost 11.
Wow.
And we've been married for 5.
Happy
By the way, our vows were in harmony.
All right. We just renewed our vows. So that was
awesome. That's awesome. So, you know, that's, and you guys were together, you've opened your marriage now for what, about a year?
It's been about almost a year, yeah.
So talk about that. How did that even come up and who brought it up? And
I guess to begin at the beginning, I've never been monogamous, but didn't know that it was okay to not be monogamous.
Oh, you were a whore.
I was a
whore. Yeah, totally. I'm with you on that.
And when we got together, I was like, okay, I have to be good and only be with him. And it was fine for a really long time. But then, you know, the slut starts coming out and you start cracking. And then I wasn't a very good girl and I did some things and it caused some problems. But it also made me realize that I needed a little bit something extra besides our relationship together. So we started talking and he was very like, no, not going to happen. No, I'm not into it. I'm going to say that's like maybe 3 years ago. So I kept hinting around and I was reading books and just whatever. And every once in a while, I'd be like, you know, it'd be really awesome if we could have an open marriage. And he's like, no. I'm like, okay. And then I started discovering my kink and I started experimenting with, you know, submission. And I came to him.
Wait, you were doing this independent of him?
Yeah.
How?
Online.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Online.
That's cool.
Like, yeah, I wasn't going somewhere. I'm like, like, where are you going? Crocheting.
No. Well, there might be needles.
There might be needles. But it was online. And okay. We were sitting in the parking lot at Target and I was like, hey, so there's this guy and I want him to be my sir and I'm a submissive and I.
So let me stop you there. And so what was that like for you?
I mean, it was tough. It definitely took some time before it was comfortable. I'm still not 100% comfortable, but I'm getting there. I'm working on it.
I love you.
I love you too, babe.
So, yeah. But that was where we first introduced there being another individual in some form into our marriage. That was like the beginning of like there being another person being a part of the relationship. And
so hubby, because I get what you're feeling. Was it about the DS component, about the third person, about the, because there's a lot of fear. I mean, was it, how much control is this man going to have over my woman?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Is there sex involved? What am I losing? Is this eroding that which she and I have? I mean, what?
All the above.
All of the above. Okay. And you two check in to kind of see how that goes. Do you talk to her, sir? I hope that there was a conversation at some point.
No.
He didn't want to, though.
No.
He didn't.
I mean,
we didn't do anything right in the beginning.
No, nobody does. Nobody does anything right in the beginning.
Over time, we figured out our own rules and just how to make it work.
Yeah, but there was an epiphany. So
you want to tell a story?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm good at it. Yeah. So
that's what she does.
Story time with Lola.
This was, now we've had this third person, and actually in between things, really the lid blowing off of everything, I actually went and visited my sir, and that was like a very, I know, a hard thing for him.
Yes.
And weird for me, because we're not ever really apart for too long. And that I think kind of was like, okay, we can do this in some fashion. And as long as we're communicating, and we fought, and I'm sure there was a lot of other things, but time went on, and I'm going to say New Year's this year. Mm-hmm. There was a girl that we both liked, and she's hot and kind of our friend, like not friend enough where you wouldn't care about fucking it up if you fucked her, like that, not that kind of friend. Yeah. Like okay. The kind of friend where it's okay to fuck her. And we both liked her, and we're like, we got to get her home. We got to do something. But she was such a cock tease and a pussy tease. She was always like, yeah, hey. And then it was like, oh, I got to go home. Like, oh, fuck. So New Year's.
It's when you bring out the tequila.
Exactly. That never works, though. Then she goes home drunk, like, by herself in a cab. She was just really hard to get.
Silly people.
So New Year's, we all went out as a huge group, and she was there with her boyfriend, and I think right after the ball dropped, she skips over to me and she goes, hey, I forgot my keys at home and my mom doesn't know that I do drugs. Can we come home with you? I'm like, you know, we live really, really far out, like really far out. She's like, it's okay. And I'm like, yeah, you can come home with us. So I run over to him and I'm like, she's coming home. They're coming home. We're going to do it. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. So we go home and
that's exactly how it happened.
That is. I was like screaming. And we go back to our apartment and we're making drinks and we were like watching South Park. I don't know. We were just watching TV. And then it was getting, the sun was coming up and nothing was happening. And so I was like, okay, it's getting tired. And they started making out. So I went and I sat next to them and I watched. And then I was like, is it okay if I touch her while you kiss her? I was like, yeah. So I was like rubbing her back. And then, I don't know, then I was like, can I put my fingers in her pussy while you do this to her? And it's like, yeah. And then the next thing you know, it's like we're on an ottoman and everybody's clothes are coming off. And it's like, why is your top on? And we're like, fucking. But at that point, we're just kind of like still with our own partners.
Sure.
And then we're on the couch and he's, hubby's fucking me. And I look over at him and I'm like, I want you to go tag him out. Go tag him out. He's like, what? I'm like, go tag him out. Tap him on the shoulder and say you'd like to fuck her. And he did it. And it was glorious.
Oh, dude, that's hot.
It was glorious. It was wow. So great. And
yeah, like 6 hours
later. 6 hours later. We were all tired and everybody had an orgasm, even though it took me forever to come. And I was so sore.
It always takes you a long time.
It does, but that was really bad. It was a lot of work. I'm worth it. But that was like the first, like our first like foursome swapping everything. And that was when he had his epiphany. The next day, we're like in the house and he's making me coffee and he screams through the house, I hate you. I'm like, why? He goes, because I can't stop thinking about her. I love you, but I can't stop thinking about her. And I'm like, I know. Isn't it awesome? You understand me now. You understand. You get it. You get it. So that was the beginning of all this. And we haven't swung since because people suck. But I go on dates. And he's allowed to go on dates.
But I'm lazy.
But hey, ladies. If you live in the New York area and you want to go on a date, please do.
He is so cute, by the way.
He's hot.
He is really hot. I mean,
he's very cute.
I recommend
this.
He's
a nice
penis. Yes.
Well, I've only seen a picture of his penis near Lola's mouth. I haven't actually seen it live. So
and you know what? I don't like penis. I hate penis. But I saw that picture and I thought, man, that is artfully done.
It was a very artful penis pic,
I
will say
that. It was gorgeous.
I take really good penis pictures.
You do. It's fantastic.
Hey, guys, you need penis pictures to send to your girlfriend.
Right.
Call me.
She'll make them look good. That's what Lola does. But anyway, so the point being is that he's adorable. And he has, I don't know if you hear that accent. It's so fucking cute. So goddamn adorable.
He's a New Yorker.
I know,
a
right?
New Yorker.
Like a New Yorker. Yeah.
You can do better than that, baby.
I don't know. I have to be in the moment.
You were doing great last night. You were going off about, I don't even remember what it was.
Was it when I was beating you with a pillow telling you that life is war?
Wow.
There was a pillow fight.
So this morning we're sitting at brunch and Phoebe pulls out this tablet to show me this snippet of a video. And there's Gypsy in this white,
virginal,
just very pretty little nighty. And
that's why you two get along.
Holding a pillow. And then there's Lola in black, just like grasping a pillow. And she's just going to town on Gypsy. And Gypsy's like, ah.
There was giggling, actually.
Like, there's always giggling with you, Gypsy. I mean,
every few whacks, she would stop and check her nails.
She would. She'd go like, oh, it's still there. Okay.
Yeah. Having been to a nail salon with her, I can completely see that.
You guys are like fucking night and day.
Yeah. That's true.
We were having, what was it? She's like, everything. She's like, life is war. Not everything is giggling and glitter.
I'm like, not everything is unicorns. Sometimes the unicorns burn.
I like
her so much.
But I did not lose the pillow fight.
You
I will
didn't.
Say that.
You didn't. Then I tried to push you off the bed.
I got that.
Well, that's
though.
Reasonable, man. I mean, if they're gonna win and that's the way
this
you do
is
it,
like lay down and
pull.
Rush.
It was emailed to me.
That's sweet.
It was good times.
I should share all this interesting information. Sorry.
No.
I'll
just
show you.
So, What's next? I mean, what are you doing? Because I'm really interested in this. Do you still have a sir?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Different
it's the
person,
same.
Though.
Different. Okay.
Different.
What are, for you, are you enjoying kind of more of the mental component of it, or are you wanting to move more into the physical component?
Well, that's, I got out of a relationship with, I had a daddy, and it wasn't respectful of my marriage. It was just a really bad kind of thing. You get stuck in and then you realize afterwards like that was just not good for me. I like this is bad, and that it was hurting things, and I had to do a little healing, and hubby helped as much as he could. Like, he doesn't, he's like, I don't understand, but I'll hug you.
Aww,
which is great.
That's so cute.
And I kind of just, yeah, a lot of hugs, a lot of me crying and being hysterical. But then I kind of
fucking awesome.
Well, but see, here's,
not to interrupt your story, but we are. So
we're going to do it anyway.
Because you're not 100%.
Right.
You know, and so that's got to take a lot of strength on your part. If she's upset about something that has happened outside of your marriage, mm-hmm. and you're still going to comfort her, you're not 100% like there yet where she is. But right. I mean, that's got to be tough.
Yeah. Every part of this so far from the beginning, you know, through yesterday is tough.
But I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And I make it worth your while.
You do.
I mean, you know. Yeah. I keep up my side of the bargain.
Yeah, it's definitely tough.
I mean, I think that the beginning as friends might really be kind of where it's led to this.
Yeah. Well, also I think it's because I've tried my best to be the fucking most awesome wife ever, because he is being so supportive and great. And it's like, I gotta go that. I put more pressure on myself than I think he does, which I realize, like, I set a higher standard of boundary that maybe he doesn't necessarily, because I feel like it would give him more comfort and clarity, and I'd rather have it be like up here and then us take it down than it not be high enough and then something happen that hurts him. Right.
Well,
yeah.
But I mean, isn't that what like a good, healthy relationship is? I mean, don't ask me because I don't know fucking shit about good, healthy relationships. But from what I've read and I've seen on TV, that apparently you're supposed to care not necessarily more for the other person's health and well-being, because you can't fuck yourself up like that.
Yeah.
But the concept that your goal is to ensure that they're, you know, that they're happy.
Yes.
And that you two are creating that boundary, you know, that's what you do and you're constantly striving.
Exactly.
I mean, I know for myself personally that I can see where relationships start to deteriorate. It's where one side, maybe on, you know, purpose or out of just kind of who and what they are, stops doing those little things.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then that's where it all of a sudden is like, well, fuck him. I'm not, if he doesn't do that, I'm not going to do that. Mm-hmm. And then it starts.
We went through those days.
Oh yeah. I had a really good analogy in the shower this morning.
You did.
That like a relationship, when you start out, it's like a clean slate, a clean grid. And as you go along, everything you do builds a new wall and it becomes like a maze. And sometimes you win and you make it out the maze and it's awesome. And sometimes you realize you've now trapped yourself in the middle of this maze, and now the only way out is to go back to the beginning. But you've got to go back through all these walls and boundaries that you built up with your behavior. And that is really hard, really, really hard to, like, take it down a notch. I mean, it's ego. You really have to say, yep. I mean, there was a while where I was like, fuck you. Like, I want to be happy, and I'm not happy, and you're not trying to make me happy, so fuck you. And then that just makes problems, and you have to kind of say, like, okay, I want this. What do I have to do to make you help me get to this? Where do I have to be? What would make you happy? Where can we start? And, I mean, it took a long time. I mean, people ask. It's been years. I'm going to say a good 3 years to get where we are now.
Mm-hmm.
It was not overnight, and it was a lot of shit. We almost got divorced. There was some crying in the kitchen. Like, he told me at one point, I'm going to go. Like, he's like, I don't know if I can do this. And I dropped to my knees because I was like, I'm going to be lost. But, like, I was hysterical. And then he even said, like, that surprised me. He's like, I didn't think you'd feel like that. I'm like, why wouldn't I? I love you.
The only time you've ever done that.
But you're my best friend, dude.
Yeah.
You're my bestie. You're my homie. My homie lover.
Dude, that's so fucking cute. Like, I want to make fun of it so much, but I can't because it's so fucking cute, and I just hate you both. And Nancy and I were talking about this downstairs while we were waiting to come in to the studio, and it's about the fact that when I was 8 and I decided that I was going to have this great marriage in my life, I was 8 when I made this decision because I knew shit about fucking everything. Fuck, I was 8, man. I was a goddamn genius. Anyway, you know, for me, it was like, okay, I'm going to find, you know, the perfect man and marry him, and we're just going to live happily ever after. Fuck you, Disney. Happily ever after is bullshit. Because it's this idea that you're done. You've achieved this, and that's it. You're done.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the truth of the matter is, you're never done.
No. Right.
You're constantly...
Well, that's when things go wrong.
Exactly. Well, complacency.
Yeah.
Or laziness or whatever. I mean, and that's, you know, you... You're always going to be that greyhound in a race with the rabbit that you're chasing. Mm-hmm. And you're never going to stop. There's no finish line.
No.
And that's one of the points that, I mean, you have to embrace that when you're in a relationship. And I think, my opinion, when you're opening a relationship, man, it's got to be even more than that.
It is.
It's more than maintaining.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, so much more.
I think for us, though, we... been together. I was 19. I met you when I was 19.
Yes.
I met you when I was 19. We didn't start dating until I was almost 21. You were 20, what? I don't know. I always forget how old you are. You were like 23. And I was slutty, but only with the mouth. Like, I had some sexual experience.
Slutty only with the mouth.
I was like a pro cocksucker, but, you know, I was... trying to not stretch out the puss, but anyway, so
I completely appreciate that. Because you can't go back.
No, you can't.
And then you can't enjoy average cock ever again.
And then you're in trouble.
It's true. Your life is fucking ruined. And then you become a size queen. And then the first thing you have to ask a guy if you want to have sex with him is, how big are you?
Yeah.
And that's like, that really is just a mood killer.
I'm just not about shit. I just, listen, you can, my mouth, you know, we can do whatever.
I can suck anything, even that little thing, but it's not going anywhere near me.
But yeah, so that's, I think for us, it was kind of, we didn't get a lot of things, and it's like the blind leading the legally blind. That's what it was like. And I mean, no? Okay, never mind. So anyway, yeah.
That's only cool. Good and good.
So, but yeah, it was just, I think for us, it was a lot of it was growing up together. And that causes problems because I wasn't finished growing as a woman. I didn't know what poly was. I didn't know any of this stuff. And I mean, in high school, I had a boyfriend and there was a girl I liked. And I was like, can I just date you both? Like, I don't understand.
Which one do I have to lie to?
Why do I have to? No, I straight out asked. I was like, you know, I mean, you have different parts. Different pieces. It's okay. Can't we all just get along? Like, I've always been like that. And then, I didn't know it was right or okay or, you know, and then I meet him and it's like, okay, well, I'm supposed to be this way and I'm not supposed to want to do anything. And that was fine for a little while. And then I started cracking up. I was having like a nervous breakdown. Yeah. And so I think this is part of us growing. I mean, it sucks because I think if we were the people we are now, and we met, I'm going to tell you we wouldn't be together.
Probably not.
Because I would be who I am and he wouldn't, he would just be like, okay, well, you're not the girl for me. Yeah. But
you're a freak.
Yeah. But he loves it. Yeah. But I love him too much to let him go. Like, I'm going to fight for it. I'm going to fight as hard as I have to fucking fight. But I won't be fucking happy. Life is too short. Life is too short to be unhappy and to not. Like, it doesn't need to be perfect. I'll never be married to two men and live in one house and get to be in like a California king and be snuggled by my two husbands. That won't ever happen. But I'm going to get as fucking close as I possibly can.
How do you feel about the queen size bed filled with your four best friends?
That's already happened. We achieved that. I wasn't part of that puddle, though.
Why weren't you?
Because I was outside.
She was awake.
With the awesome
apparently.
Sex panther.
You were.
Discussing life and, you know, watching you guys sleep and make fun of you.
That's funny.
Make fun as much as you may want to, but I'm pretty sure that was an awesome motherfucking puddle.
It did. They looked very...
It was so good we all fell asleep.
Yeah. It was.
Yes, because
that's good various cuddling. States of undress.
Who fell asleep first, anyway?
It was Subgirl. Subgirl fell asleep because...
And then you did.
Yeah. Well, what I know is
was she exhausted from serving in an apron?
In her apron and nothing else all night. She served us beer and wine and water and that sort of thing. She also took some humiliation. Awesome. Direct race play went on.
Hell yes.
Involving Subgirl, no one else. Well, Subgirl and some of the men. And maybe even Lola.
Did I call her a dirty Jew?
I think you may have.
It could have happened.
And I don't know. So that happened. That went on.
Wait, she kept saying Massa.
Oh, yeah, she kept calling him Massa. Like, that doesn't make sense.
She was calling all of us Massa all night.
Yes, he was. She's
like that.
Very strange. She was very drunk. It was hilarious. And she was very naked. We got there's a beaver shot, definitely, in a lot of those pictures. She has the cutest little dimples over her butt.
She does.
Yeah,
I've beat that butt before. I've definitely seen those dimples. They're adorable.
I took a picture of you taking a picture of her.
Oh, yes.
When she was doing one of her spread eagles for you.
Yes. Yes. And we'll see, this is a...
She's a special kind of whore.
She really is. Can I copy of that?
Sure.
Okay.
So the way the cuddle pedals started...
Post them.
Is it going to go into your vacation family album?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Awesome.
That's where they go. All the nakedness that went on.
All the nakedness, yeah.
And and Lola was on the balcony in her...
I was in my nightie.
In her negligee
and panties. I changed. I had two outfit changes.
With that lace hoodie.
Who are you, fucking Celine Dion?
Yeah. You should... Wait, I came to the West Coast with two lace tank tops, a pair of lace pants, a lace hoodie... A teddy and two 90s. I'm fucking Lady Gaga. Like, I came here with all this stuff because I'm like, debauchery is going to happen and I must be prepared.
Debauchery happens naked, but
listen,
you know.
I like to look pretty.
It's true, though. I can imagine that.
We're here for 2 days and I brought a full suitcase and an overnight bag.
This does not
And let
surprise
me tell
me,
you, I brought about a ball gown.
She did.
And I have my own lace hoodie
what?
As well. You never know when you need
no,
a ball gown.
We're never going to go to a ball.
So this morning when I was thinking about where we were going to go to brunch, I picked that place totally with you in mind, just so you know.
Yes, I could have totally worn a ball gown there.
Fuck yeah.
We dressed up because we thought we were going to be going to the dungeon for your
I'm
thing.
I'm such a guy. I don't fucking get that.
For your demonstration. Oh.
I would have dressed
up. You were supposed to come to the demo. That would have been awesome.
Traffic.
Work. I know.
Work and traffic.
What was that? Oh. What, the dungeon?
The demo.
The demo.
Do we want to talk about the demo?
I don't know, dude.
I don't care. What the fuck? I don't give a shit.
It was fantastic.
Did you?
Yeah, that's
it
a
was
good
very
question.
Educational. Like, I
was this your first one at the dungeon?
This was my first time too.
Oh, really?
I haven't had.
Did you get a tour, or were you kicked out?
No. We got a tour.
Okay, sweet.
I was taken into that dark room. The bottom of the stairs.
It's kind of that descending.
And the whole time I was waiting for the grudge to come out of the wall. I'm like, I don't want to be there.
Yeah, for sure. It's awesome.
That was your very first time visiting
any dungeon.
Any dungeon.
That's sweet. They have some good equipment there.
I was honestly a little bit afraid that you got intimidated.
She's looking at hubby.
No, I
don't know why. I'm always very concerned. Like, I want people to feel okay.
It takes a lot to get to me.
He's from New York.
It's true.
Speaking of, Phoebe McGuire and I, Phoebe, who I call Daddy, Daddy and I, he went to his first official community dungeon recently. We went to a party, the launch party for the calendar. As a sponsor of the calendar, I was invited, or we were invited, to come for the official pre-launch party. And although he was active in New York as well, it was more of a private scene. So his first dungeon was recently, too.
How'd that go for you?
Fine. It was a good time.
Did you play?
No. I said we can stay as late as you want to stay. And... You know, just followed her lead because, you know, she's just getting back into the swing of things to a degree. And was just like, say how long you want to stay. It was a good time. Talked to a bunch of people. Met a few people face to face, finally.
Yeah.
And ate some Chinese food.
Okay, that's random. Chinese food.
Well, it is a dungeon.
There was the kickoff
Stranger
party.
I don't know what kind of dungeons you have in New York.
None. I haven't gone to any dungeons. So I don't know.
The best Chinese food.
Yeah,
well, no. Normally we've got like little snickety snackities.
They are known for torture the Chinese. So.
Well, it was a full on party for the calendar.
That's sweet.
So it was That's like fun. It was formal. Well, he and I were the most formal people there.
We were so fly.
This does not surprise me, and I'm sure your jewelry matched.
I actually was wearing my custom-made leather posture collar and gauntlet.
Ooh, what's a gauntlet?
Yeah. That's sweet.
No, wait, what is a gauntlet?
Oh, it's like a
I know you
partial...
throw them down, but...
it's all the time.
It's like a partial leather. Oh, it could be any material, I'm assuming. It's like almost like a glove. Mm. And it laces up, and it goes...
It's like a
glovelet.
Yes.
Okay.
A glovelet.
Exactly. It is.
Gotcha.
Glovelet.
I wore that. I looked fucking fabulous.
I bet you did.
Fucking fancy.
Yes.
So Friday night when you guys came to the dungeon, I was teaching a demo on humiliation because, you know, I like me the humiliation. It's a lot of fun. And little Miss Nancy over there is... So before it ever happened, like, I don't plan. I just don't. It's just not what I do. Because shit just never works out. So I guideline it in my head. And I accept the fact that 50 million different outcomes can be. And if I accept that, then it's cool. Whatever. I'm just going to go with that. That way I don't have disappointment. Because here's the deal. I just like to mind fuck myself. And I don't want to fall into, you know, the disappointment theory, which if you all are aware of that, it's a psychological thing where if you have high expectations, or it's called expectation theory, if you have high expectations and you fall short, hence that's where disappointment lies. Bam! Now you're all educated. I mean,
thank
keep
you.
Talking shit.
I love
anyway,
that.
So for me, I mind fuck myself and just don't have expectations. So the same kind of concept was going on with the class. And I'm like, I don't know, I'm the one who proposed the class. I'm like, shit, I guess I should come up with something that's... intelligent fuck, which I didn't. I don't think it was intelligent.
No,
at all,
it was really, really good.
Because I don't. I need to like make notes. And here we have humiliation. And beforehand, I had tweeted to the fan service slut that she needed to limber up,
and
maybe
was
do
like,
some yoga.
What the fuck is she talking about? I'm sitting at work, and she's texting me. She's like, "Hey, do you like peanut butter?" And I'm like, "Yeah." It's just the kind with the stripes. With like the jam, like it has like the stripes of the jam. With
yeah,
the
goobers.
Yeah, that.
Yes.
And here I'm thinking, oh, maybe I'm gonna spend the night and we're gonna have something with breakfast.
Yeah, because I serve peanut butter for breakfast all the time. I'm known for it.
I don't know, toast with.
Why would I ask that? That's so random.
I don't know. Stranger things can happen.
That's true. That was a text, and then you know, on open Twitter, I was just like, you know, limber up, and she's like, what? And I'm all in caps. Limber up, bitch. And I was like, fuck, why do I always have to yell at the help? She's my help. And so, you know, we go to the class and during the demo portion, because one of the things that she and I have never had an opportunity to do, but she has always wanted to do is puppy play. And I have like all of this shit. I've got like all this fucking shit that's just sitting there. And I look at the collar and the leash and I feel kind of forlorn because I don't get to touch it. You know, it's like that thing that tempts you and somebody wants to do it and it just never happens. So this was one of those opportunities where, you know, stripped her naked. I would have cut that goddamn dress off you if you had an extra pair of clothes. I swear to fucking God, I would have. Life goes on.
What dress was it?
It was just like a black strapless, just...
It's falling apart.
Of course, Gypsy asked
about it. Falling apart.
I just want to make sure before you start shredding.
It's falling apart at the seams. She and I have had a discussion about that dress. That she says that I have carte blanche to cut it off anytime she wants. And in fact, she takes clothing, panties and bras, and puts little X's on the label for if it's acceptable to be cut off. So I know if I can cut that shit off, right? It's all cool, whatever. And the problem is, that's great, that's awesome. She was wearing something I could cut off. And then what's she going to wear? She going to be naked everywhere? That's yes. Going to be weird.
Lola, did you have a change of dress with you?
I wasn't part of the demo.
I'm just saying, if I were there, there would have been a change of dress available.
That's true. They probably could have thrown something on her.
I was barely wearing anything.
Wrap a towel around her. It's all good. I mean, it's LA.
Yeah,
does it matter, really?
They could have wrapped me in a newspaper for all I fucking care.
Oh, that would have been cute.
Could have wrapped you in the tarp that I put on the ground.
Yeah.
That would have been cool. I could have Hello Kitty duct taped your nipples and then made a Hello Kitty duct tape panties.
Yeah.
And then put the tarp around you, and that's what you could have worn for the rest
now
of the night.
Now we like think of this.
What?
Like a cape.
Like, well, I was going to, more like a toga. Ooh, I was going to go with like a plastic tarpy toga. It would have been very artful. I would have worked on that. That would have been fantastic. Yeah. Little tying knots and stuff. This is going to happen in the future. I love
guys.
This shit.
You just can't, you just can't plan it.
Thanks to all four of you for
you're
that.
Welcome. Well, because now the plan's in my head. And so at some point, I'll be doing something and it'll magically, oh, I'm going to do that now. Mm-hmm. It'll happen.
Mm-hmm. Next time you don't bring clothes.
You know what? Starting tonight when I get home, I will put a change of clothes in my car. Just to have it in the car. So that way.
But why don't you anyway?
I don't know.
You come to my house all the time and you're like, I can't spend the night, I don't have clothes.
You're a terrible slut.
It's like the, right? You know, and she's a total whore and slut and she should have
at least some panties.
Yeah. No. Let's boil down to a real slut loves that drip and that all of that and they're nasty and they want that.
I don't want it. I don't like it. I live in New York. I don't want my pussy to touch things. That's like, you know, you can't. I'm on the subway and I wear short things and you.
You don't want your clothes
on. No, you don't know who's. Mm-mm.
I think I might have
the
tinnitus from the train.
Right? It's like, why do you have herpes? Well, I didn't wear panties and I wore a mini skirt to work.
Yeah.
So.
No one believes that.
No.
By the way.
That's but it could happen. Bullshit. That's bullshit. You can take that. Anybody
I got
out
pregnant
there.
From the jacuzzi. That's not how it works, baby. That's not how it goes. And so for the demo, then we did a little bit of puppy play in it. Where I duct tape her hands with the Hello Kitty duct tape so that she didn't have her opposable thumbs, which of course I think is critical if you're going to be an animal. You can't have opposable thumbs. It just doesn't work. And then I played catch with her with the ball and she ran around. And then I was doing a little tuggy thing with the bone and that was cute. And then I made her go fetch and get the bone. And then she sat in the middle of the fucking floor and wouldn't bring me the goddamn bone.
And she was wagging her tail while she was doing it.
You have a
mm-hmm.
tail?
No. Well, her,
she's her
imaginary
her
tail.
She was shaking her ass. She's such a whore.
I saw the tail in my imagination. Yes.
No, she was totally, I mean, you could see it. Yeah. She was totally shaking her tail.
Yeah.
yeah, and that didn't work for me. So I walked across, you know, the little bit of the room that was there and grabbed her by the scruff of her neck and fucking drug her like you would a dog.
Oh, yes. That's for the night.
Like you would a dog. And then, you know, I made her do it again. And then she came and was obedient this time. And then I made her kiss my feet and beg for fucking forgiveness. It was so sweet. She was all good. And I'm such a nice mistress that I forgave her for that. The little teeny tiny missive. So,
you were gonna say something.
Yeah. What were you gonna say, Phoebe?
Well, I had a question about the duct tape because you said you got the thumb out of the way. What'd you do with the fingers? Did you fold them up so she would be walking around?
So here's
this,
the thing. I just did it. So it was like, you know, princess wave. That's how it was. It was like this. So she could go. So she can cup while she's walking around. But one of the things that Nancy and I were talking about afterwards is conceptually getting a tennis ball. And putting a tennis ball in the hand and duct taping it that way so that you can walk on the tennis ball like that, which should probably help alleviate any sort of wrist strain. She actually has bilateral carpal tunnel, so that's an issue. So it's and whenever we're doing rope or anything, I'm always like, hey, how's your hands? What's going on? How's it going? So
ooh, and if it's a
too
ball,
much masturbation.
Little clicky noises.
Yeah, not for her.
That's my problem.
Yeah. You can put little tacks in them because if it's a tennis ball, you can just stick tacks in it.
No, I'm just thinking her nails.
Oh, I like the tacks. Tick, 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 tick. Yay. See? Collaboration, baby. Collaboration.
And Nancy's knees actually have been very beautifully bruised.
They have. They have. The funny thing is that I actually have knee pads. That one of, we have a mutual friend who had extra knee pads. She was doing flooring in her house. And I was talking about how I want to do puppy play and stuff, but if I want it to be long term, I want to put knee pads on them because, you know, I'm not horrible. I'm not an evil person. And she's like, oh, let me bring you knee pads. So sweet, Crow. And so I have these knee pads, but they're fucking huge. They're like gigantic knee pads that I never want to put in my toy bag because they take up so much space. So I didn't bring them this time because I figured it'd be a short scene and let her fully experience it. So then she can experience my magnanimous attitude when I give her the knee pads. Let me grace you with knee pads, you miserable little dog.
Good mistress.
Right?
Like, why are you calling me miserable?
You're so cute. I was actually asked to write a post on the pro side of humiliation play. And I thought, there's a con side?
There's a con? What?
What the fuck's that? Oh, whatever. Fine, bitch. Bring it. I don't know who it is. But I'm going to totally, you know what I do.
Yeah.
So there's that. So what kind of play, I mean, you know, you're still kind of green, would you say, Lola, in the kink. So what are you into and what do you want to do?
I'm a little. That's my, I'm going to say I'm like 60% little.
Okay.
And I'm a little cat, but I before I knew what a little was, I was little. Like, I watched cartoons and the DVR was full of, like, you know, She-Ra and Jim and crap like that.
Hell yeah.
And I have coloring books and I like knee socks and little panties. And this was all before I knew what a little was. And I was always rocking pigtails and I giggle a lot and I clap and I sing.
You sing all the time.
And I make up little songs and I dance around the house.
Fuck, I'm a little.
And yeah.
No. I do that shit too, but I'm not a fucking little.
But I do. I have a daddy and I have a sir. So I have two separate people. I know. Wow. Three is a magic number.
How does that work for you?
Daddy's long distance and it's strictly little play, just strictly that. There's no sub stuff there. And for sir, he's local, so I get to do some of the subby stuff and I get to do it like actually like get to feel it.
Okay,
so that's the good stuff.
That's cool.
I'm right now, I guess we're experimenting with my pain thresholds, because like I enjoy things like the poking of a bruise. Tattoos feel really good. Do it.
She has a lovely bruise.
I was rubbing it yesterday.
Like, that feels good too. And things like that. And I love being spanked.
Okay.
I love being hand spanked. She did.
Did you?
They were spanking me, and then they had the rabbit fur flogger, and it was like spank and floggy spank. Yeah, it was like tandem spanking. I love being spanked. Yeah, I'm not big into humiliation.
Yeah, I don't see that in you.
No, I'm a little too.
Which is interesting, because a little is kind of a component of humiliation, but it's very specific.
But you know what? I guess because I like kind of get into that space so fully that I don't even see it like that. It's just like, wee.
Yeah. Well, and the interesting thing is that although it is technically from a 30,000 foot view, it's humiliating when you're in it and you're playing it.
Oh, yeah.
The daddy is not humiliating the little at all. It's very loving and it's very affectionate. Yeah. And so I can see how that wouldn't come off as humiliating.
I mean, we've gone out in public with me being... We had a whole little, like, he is very good at being my daddy in the moment, hubby, when I need it. Like, he'll brush my hair, and we went to the park, and we had a little day with my teddy bears and coloring books, and I had on knee socks and a romper. And this is in the middle of Brooklyn, in a park,
That's
with pigtails.
So cute.
And we had watermelon and played badminton, and it was wonderful. Yeah. Okay, stop it. But yeah, I'm still learning things and I'm trying to get out more in the community. It's just hard. It's kind of scary because every time I say like I want to go to a party, somebody's like, don't go by yourself. And I'm like, but I don't know anybody to go with.
I mean, hubby, are you opposed to going with her?
No.
Some things. Some parties.
Yeah, I'm not into everything.
Yeah. Like he doesn't want to go to the night parties. Like munches and things, I think. You're fine. Yeah, Lisa, I'd be a good... But, like...
Is it that you don't want to watch the play, or...?
I'm just not into it, really.
Okay.
Yeah. So, which I totally get, but I'm not going to go somewhere by myself, so... Eventually. I'm hoping we're going to go to Munch's together, and then I can meet people, and I'll be like, oh, you're going to be there? Okay. I was listening to the last Love Bite, and you guys were talking about that, and that's exactly, like, how I'm going to go about it.
But, yeah. Munch's are a great way to start for anybody.
Yeah. But I'm still figuring things out. Like, you know, sometimes something you're like, I like that. That was nice.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the great thing. I mean, the greatest thing about kink in general is that you're always finding something new. I mean, I know people that have been in the lifestyle for 30 years, and they're discovering things now. They're like, yes, I want to do that. That sounds awesome. You know, and that's, to me, that's impressive.
Yeah.
You know, that there can be something like that exists.
Yeah, exactly.
As opposed to, you know, most things in life, you're like, I'm bored now.
Yeah. Sometimes I get a little toppy.
No. Not you.
But see, the mood really has to strike me, and I get kind of sadistic feeling, and then I'm like, I need a boy that I can smack around in.
Do you like pegging? Do you like...
I want to do it. I want to do it.
So awesome.
I want to do it. I want to hold him by the back of the neck, and I want to like shove it in, and I'm going to whisper sweet, nasty things.
Hell fucking yes.
Yeah.
And then like, you can get him on their back.
Oh,
and push their legs
and then
back,
hold on to their hips.
Yes.
Especially if they're into CBT and you can grab their cock while you do it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, that. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm all about that. Cock torture. I've done that. I've done that for somebody, and cum denial was a lot of fun.
It's so fun, especially when they beg. I like it when they beg.
Oh, yeah.
I found my happy place.
Don't stop touching it. I'm not going to come all over me. I'm going to smack you in your face. But then they like that.
Yeah, the best is if you... you put on gloves and you go, I'm not going to touch you with my skin.
Ooh, I'm going to try that.
Dirty, fucking, filthy thing.
Gypsy's face.
What? What? The humiliation never stops with me. I'm sorry.
I'm just like, and I'm like shocked right now. I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys are doing well.
But you know what? But this is the subby part. I like to do it because I know they like it. It's
no,
not
that
necessarily
part I totally get.
Because I like the part. It's like, I like it because I know you like it.
So here's the deal.
Service topic.
At the coloring ceremony we were at last night, there was the person, we're not going to have time to go into it. There's the officiator of it. His name is Soda, and he's like pretty well known locally. And he made a comment about, you know, he made a joke. He's like this is the 7%. I'm like, 7%? He goes, 93% of the time, it's for the bottom. 7%, it's for me. And I'm like, that's really true. And that's a very accurate percentage-wise. Truth of the matter is, 93% of the time, what I'm doing is for them. I might enjoy it. But there are times when, and it's a very rare percentage, like 7%, where they may not like it, but I want to do it now and this is what's happening. Mm. So, but that's about what the percentage is. So it's not necessarily about being a subby.
No.
It's about being a responsible dominant.
Yeah.
In my soapboxy opinion. You're not here, are you, anymore?
You know, it's just that you start talking about humiliation and shit, and then you start talking about pegging.
Also, we're very moist.
Yes.
And like covered in a sheen of fine sweat. We all need to fuck or something. Cause
I'm sorry. I think orgies always need to happen at Skid Row Studios. I just believe that this needs to happen.
We have all this body lube. It's very,
exactly. Natural lube. Natural lube.
Sweat.
That's what I have to say. Fuck, we're out of time.
Oh, yay.
Yes.
Or not yay. Boo.
Right, she's all excited.
You don't even know what you're saying.
No.
I want to thank Dirty Lola and Dirty Hubby. Thank you so much for being
for us.
Thank
open.
Thank you for having us.
I want to thank Phoebe awesome. McGuire and Winsome Gypsy. Woo-hoo. For coming on in and you. Doing your thing.
I want to thank
the Dirties. Wait. How are we the Dirties? Quickly.
Officially, this morning, we sent a text. Somebody let the Dirties know we have coffee in the hotel.
We're the Dirties.
The Dirties. Mr. and Mrs. Dirty.
I like it.
Awesome.
I like it.
The Dirties.
So, like our Facebook page, The Love Bite, and we're also on Twitter, the_love_bite.
Yep.
And I'm Service Slut.
And I'm Insidious Muse.
And we're awesome together.
We are pretty awesome. We'll have to talk about us on an upcoming episode.
I think that would be good.
Yeah, it'll be good in a couple weeks because we've had some serious shit go down. So
yeah,
serious fucking shit. So
yeah,
it'd be good.
It'd be really good.
Everybody's like, what? And we're like, yeah, you don't know.
Yeah. But then also I want to thank you because you're awesome and you facilitate conversations very well. I was really nervous. I'm always really nervous when there's a lot of people in here because I'm like, I want everybody to get a chance to talk and, you know, experience and stuff. But
thanks. We'll be back next week.
Okay. Oh.
Fuck, Emily's on next week.
Shit.
Polly, shit.